Germany's opposition leader, Angela Merkel, is in Washington today to meet with Bush administration officials. It's been a year since Merkel became leader of the conservative Christian Democratic Union. The CDU has dominated German politics for the past 50 years. But since the party lost power 2 years ago, its leaders have been struggling to regain popularity against their main rivals, the ruling Social Democrats, or SPD. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
By now, the Christian Democrats expect it to be celebrating political victory after victory. After all, the current government, led by Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, has stumbled from one gaffe to the next. First came the mad cow disease crisis, next a bungled, watered-down pension reform package, and finally, photographs showing Germany's foreign minister attacking a policeman during his younger days as a radical left-wing rioter. But still, Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats are facing some of their lowest poll ratings in half a century. Patrick Altdorfer is a political analyst for the German polling firm Forsa.
The average that the SPD has received in the last 4 months is 34%. The Christian Democrats received 13%. And that is a party that is seen as incompetent.
And why do so many people think they're incompetent?
There is no great agenda within this party. They don't have a program. For some months, it looked like as if they will fall apart.
Jürgen Hogrefe writes for the weekly magazine Der Spiegel. He says that when the CDU rank and file elected the plain, unintelligent Angela Merkel as leader last year, they were hoping to emerge from under the shadow of former leader Helmut Kohl. Kohl dominated German politics for 16 years, but was pushed out of the spotlight because of a financial scandal. At the same time, Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, leader of the center-left Social Democrats, moved to the political right. It practically pulled the rug out from Merkel. Again, Jürgen Hogrefe.
The party itself lost somehow the feeling for itself. They are in an identity crisis.
And the path to identity crisis leads, in part, to Merkel herself. In an interview before she departed, Merkel offered this as the party's central opposition agenda.
We want to ensure economic growth while at the same time streamlining the social welfare state. The current government acts impulsively. It's not doing its job of providing a balance between a healthy economy and a healthy social safety net.
Pollster Patrick Altdorfer says Merkel's earnest pronouncements mean nothing to German voters.
The problem with her is she doesn't say anything. She's a leader who has no real profile because she has not made any policy pronouncements.
Merkel's visit to the United States this week is meant to boost her public profile. Over the past several months, the party rank and file have leaked their grievances to the newspapers here. Some want her out. Former CDU chairman Wolfgang Schäuble says Merkel will face an uphill battle against Schroeder in next year's general election.
Angela Merkel is under pressure, and she's losing magnetism. And Schroeder has a strong position. Angela Merkel has actually not as a strong position.
At a few minor details, like, according to one newspaper account, her neurotic nail-biting, a pasty complexion, and Ramona the Pest hairdo, and Merkel is even weaker, especially in comparison with the charismatic Schroeder. But perhaps Merkel's biggest problem, says analyst Patrick Altdorfer, is her party colleagues who have set an unpopular agenda.
They don't have any content. They have no strategic orientation. Instead, they've been running a series of little issue campaigns.
The CDU has spent energy on hot-button topics like tightening asylum laws and calling on immigrants to adopt a German guiding culture. These campaigns have flopped and actually hurt the party. No political analyst in Germany will predict a CDU comeback in 2002, with or without Merkel as its chancellor candidate. One critic here wrote that Merkel's political survival may in fact depend on her taking no public positions at all. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.